Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to a coverage episode on Comic Chronicle. And as always, I'm your host, Society's Mutant slash Metahuman, Dakota Morgan, coming to you from Phoenix, Arizona. Now, we're doing some more video game coverage on here for you guys today. What we're looking at is DC Universe Online. Now, this is an MMO sort of thing, so it's for you people out there who would like World of Warcraft sort of playing style and whatnot, but on console and in the DC Universe. Beautiful. I know, like, already, like, here, take all my money, but just wait, we'll get to that part. And it, alright, guys, in this game, I'm gonna give you a little bit of information on it right now. There's some hefty information on this game, other than it being brilliantly fantastic and still going to this day. It is free to play, and it is, of course, multiplayer, but what I can tell you, it is published by Daybreak Game Company. That's the name of the company. And it is released on, now here's a few different release dates for you guys. It was released on Microsoft Windows on January 11th, 2011, and I remember that day because I remember playing it. And PS4, November 15th, 2013. And then we're also looking at the Xbox One, April 29th, 2016, which was big-ass party when that was released. Let me tell you, folks. Let me tell you. All right, we're looking at here today a synopsis of a story of DC Universe Online, and it is incredibly difficult to get a synopsis of this storyline game. But the story goes as this. In the future, Lex Luthor killed off some heroes and whatnot with the help of other villains, and a lot of them died. But they did not know that Brainiac was actually going to invade. They weren't paying attention to it because they were fighting each other. Brainiac invaded with a full force, took over, literally took over, killed their remaining heroes and villains, took over the world, but Lex Luthor survived in his, like, scarred battle suit and whatnot, mixed in with some Brainiac tech. He goes back to the present day and confronts the Justice League, but then releases, and they're like, what is this madness? And tells him the story of what happened. Beautiful cinematic. Check out the cinematic. It tells it all. And it also, what happens is, and it's just so much, ladies and gentlemen, so much to say. He releases Brainiac's exobytes, little mini nanites into the atmosphere that stole the powers and was able to get it for his tech and whatnot of the heroes and villains of his time. It's basically a classic DC heroes and villains and whatnot. And they touch random people and give people powers and shit like that. Powers, abilities, everything you could possibly imagine. Because they just touch him and then people get it and whatnot. And Brainiac does happen to invade. So he invades. They're trying to fight back. And the people either choose, the innocent folks, they either choose to go with the good guys or the bad guys. Either one. So that's the premise and whatnot, at least the opening premise, and then you have to fight Brainiac. And then if you choose heroes, you also fight Brainiac and the villains with some team-ups. And then if you're villains, it's the quite opposite. You fight heroes and then also team up against Brainiac sometimes, or just fight Brainiac on your own with the villains. Depends on what you want to do. You have choices. This is all about choice in a DC Universe. Choice, I mean, what powers you want, choice in everything. Choose who your mentor wants to be. You can either be the mentor. You can have mentor of Batman, Superman, Wonder Woman, and then for the villains, you're looking at Cersei, Lex Luthor, and Joker. And then the two places that are for the main, for free to play, unless you buy the mini DLC, which we're going to get to that, is Metropolis or Gotham. And you can also live in either one, whichever you choose. So that's really it. You create whatever hero you want. You create whatever powers you want with that hero based on stuff in the DC Universe. And really, there's a shit ton you can do with it, and you either can join the Legion of Doom or the Justice League when it comes to the hero stuff. But then you also interact with the Teen Titans, you interact with other villains, and then when you're on the villains, you interact, and then they interact with each other and whatnot. It is crazy, and it's still on, so that tells you how well done it is. It still has hundreds of thousands of people. Thousands of players every day on the Xbox One servers, on the PS3 servers, PS4 servers. Fucking even if they're the same for the PS3 and PS4, I don't know. I couldn't tell you. But and even online and whatnot too on PC. Thousands of people still play this game, and it's still being updated to this day. They just released a story with the Flash and the Anti-Monitor. So you can tell how well that one's going to go. But come on, you got Blackest Night DLCs, you got all this. There's always stuff for you to do in this game too. If you think you're going to get bored, like maybe you're doing World of Warcraft or something like that, you don't. It's free to play, so many free things for you to do. It's one great, great game. There's just so much freedom. You can fly whatever you want, and the powers, just, it is phenomenal. So that's one of the good things about it. Now we're going to get into some of the cons about it here. Now, I blew it. I gave it a 5 out of 5. It whipped out its cock. I sucked it. Or it pulled out its pants. I ate the vagina out. One of the two things here. But either one you want to take it as that. But I just want to say, there is cons about this game. It tries to get money out of you when possible. Like, it has gotten better than what it was when it first was free to play, because obviously they're like, we need to make money off this shit. We spent all this time. Jim Lee does a lot of art for the, they have regular cinematics, like animation cinematics, and then they have ones that are comic book cinematics, so it's like movable comics and that, and with voiceover of the hero villain that's talking over and that's about whatnot that you interacted with in the mission. Jim Lee does all of it, and holy shit, he does a phenomenal job. He does all the artwork for it and whatnot. Great, great, great stuff. But it's like, getting back to the cons, the stuff is, it will kind of get you that money and whatnot. If you want this fancy ass shit for your suit, it's going to cost you real money. Like, in real money for points in the game and whatnot, kind of like how it usually goes in freemium games. And then also, the big thing I kind of find kind of agitating is house. If you want, you get this kind of New York style studio, I guess you would say, with a few things in there, but then he's slowly, like barely ever collecting the furniture, mostly from special events you do, but that's after like hours and hours of gameplay. So you see other people's houses and they get like a bat cave sort of style, or they have this kick-ass apartment and stuff like that. So they try to get you on money in the house, and then DLCs, the DLCs do cost money. While they do make them fantastic storylines, they get you on that. They also get you on powers if you want this kick-ass power ring and whatnot. So you want to be a yellow lantern, a red lantern, a green lantern, or you want to control like certain different stuff and whatnot, or be able to do certain abilities like some of DC heroes and villains. It costs you money on there. Problem with it, but it is expected to be in this, in the freemium game. And anyway, the game is fucking free, ladies and gentlemen. You have days, if not weeks, of stuff to play in there, because you go to the rank 50, I believe, as well. So some of the missions and that cost money and whatnot. They're usually not too expensive. There's also sales. I think that's called a flash sale, pun intended. But that's all I got to say for you guys about the DC Universe Online game. Check it out. It's great. And it's also not any new suits of anybody either. It's classic DC Universe. Like the ones we all grew up, Superman's wearing red underpants, Batman's wearing black underpants, like Wonder Woman looks classy, Teen Titans look classy, I mean, you got Blue Nightwing. Everything. It's classic DC Universe. All the characters look the same. Characters the same backstory and whatnot. The interactions between them is amazing. And plus, it's kind of cool to help Flash kick Gorilla Grodd's ass and do stuff like that. It's a great time. And if you're a DC fanboy or a DC fangirl, depending on which one you want, or a DC fan in between, you know what? You'll love it. You'll just absolutely love it. So check it out, guys. DC Universe Online. Alrighty, and as always, guys, if you have any questions, comments, concerns, or if you wanted to just give me anything else to cover and whatnot, any recommendations, go ahead, tweet me out or message me on Twitter at DakotaMorgan3. I'll be happy to listen to you and reply back. And also, as well, guys, I want you to subscribe. There's a little bit of tongue twister there. Sorry, there's a lot of information to try to cover for you guys. Go ahead, subscribe on iTunes or Podbean, whichever you're listening to us on today, and hopefully you guys like the show. Leave a good review if you really, really do think so on iTunes, and if you subscribe, you'll get notifications on when new episodes do appear. So that is also a plus, because we'll have some coverage episodes for you. We do the weekly comics report and whatnot, and news report, unless something comes up. But then if you want new coverage episodes and want to know when they're coming out, subscribe. You get notifications, guys. Alrighty. So, as always, guys, take care and stay classy, Central City.